The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello there, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to growing plants in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills they need to nourish themselves with plants. I have a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is growing organically and sharing the importance of growing what you eat. I have been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is pollinator-friendly plants. The buzz on pollinators. In recent years, there's been significant decline in pollinator populations. Why does this matter? Plants which produce seeds need to be pollinated for a number of reasons: to maintain genetic diversity, reproduce, and to develop fruit. Almost all food crops rely on pollination. Without pollinators, the Earth's ecosystem is not sustainable. And I don't know about you, but paying for hand-pollinated produce does not rank high on my list of things to do. Gardeners and plant enthusiasts can help by creating pollinator-friendly spaces. The decline of pollinator populations is mainly due to the loss of habitats. As a result, there's a lot of buzz, see what I did there, surrounding supporting pollinators by growing plants that promote the health of new colonies. Pollinators depend on pollen and flower nectar as food sources, and plants are fertilized when pollinators transfer pollen between flowers. Consider how butterflies, hummingbirds, bees, ants, beetles, moths, and even bats can play a critical role. So what are pollinator-friendly plants? Like anything, we all have favorite meals, and pollinators are no different. Some plants are just more attractive to certain bugs, birds, and the like. Many pollinators look for plants that boast rich supplies of pollen and nectar. A pollinator-friendly plant is any plant that supplies nourishment for these little natural helpers. All plants have characteristics to entice pollinators, such as fragrance, shape, and the flower color. For instance, hummingbirds, with their long, narrow beaks, love tube-shaped flowers in vivid colors like purple, red, and yellow. Bees enjoy flowers that are easily accessible in hues of orange, blue, purple, and yellow. And butterflies, by contrast, prefer pink, red, and white flowers with lengthy stems where they can perch to sip on nectar. Best pollinator-friendly plants. Here are some of the best pollinator plants to include in your yard. Examples of pollinator-friendly plants: milkweed, a vital source of food for monarch butterflies. Coneflower, or echinacea, attracts bees, butterflies, and birds, and is a long-blooming perennial. Goldenrod provides late-season pollen and nectar for bees and birds. Bee balm, a favorite of bees, butterflies, and hummingbirds with vibrant, showy flowers. Asters, another excellent late-season source of nectar and pollen for pollinators. Lavender, aromatic herb with purple flowers that attracts bees and butterflies. Zinnias, colorful, easy-to-grow annuals that attract various pollinators. Salvia, known for attracting bees and hummingbirds with its long-blooming, colorful flowers. Fun fact, my own garden boasts loads of purple coneflowers. They can attract scads of bright yellow goldfinches.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.